Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Well, a man accused of stalking his second wife while out on bond for murder of his first wife is what we're talking about today. Kind of a crazy statement to make. Out on bond for murder trial of first wife. I didn't know that.
How does that work?
Like, why? Why is, who said this is a good idea of letting him go out into the world that he's already being accused of being a horrible member of? It's a horrible story. David Glenn Swift, he's 55. He's awaiting trial in Tennessee for the murder of his first wife. He's behind bars again in Alabama for stalking his second wife. The arrest was made by deputies with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office after they discovered Swift's relentless pursuit of his ex-wife. The charges against Swift is one count of stalking in the first degree, and law enforcement officials in Jefferson County claim he had been persistently tailing his ex-wife in various locations, including parking outside her home during late night and early morning hours. Detectives were able to gather location information and evidence of the stalking, and the victim was reportedly unaware of the extent of the surveillance that she had been under. According to court records, Swift's second wife had recently finalized her long-sought divorce from him, a process that began in June of 2022 and concluded in March. Swift alleged stalking came to light shortly after his divorce was finalized. The case takes an even darker turn when considering the pending murder trial of David Swift. In August of 2022, Swift was arrested while leaving his divorce attorney's office on charges related to the disappearance and murder of his first wife, Karen Swift. The 44-year-old mother of four vanished in October of 2011 after leaving a Halloween party. Her body was found nearly 6 weeks later in a cemetery near their home. The cause of death was determined to be blunt force trauma to the head with signs of assault and multiple fractures. Investigators took nearly 11 years to take over the murder case. And David Swift was subsequently charged with murder. He then posted a $200,000 bond after extradition and returned to Bessemer, Alabama, while awaiting his murder trial in Tennessee, scheduled for January of 2024. With the stalking allegations against him, the district attorney's office has filed a petition to revoke Swift's pretrial bond. Just think if you...
We got to file a petition to do that.
It just doesn't happen. That box doesn't automatically check. And like, I can't check this. Yeah, because we're using common sense. You don't have the option of it. A hearing on this matter set for later in August.
And, you know, it took them so long to even file the charges mm-hmm. against him for the murder. And so I'm wondering if the second wife ever knew anything about that, or maybe she knew that she had been murdered. I don't know. But could you imagine? It's like you're married to this guy, then you find out he's been arrested for murder of his first wife.
No.
I can't wrap my brain around that. Like, how would you react to that?
Well,
and
then
know that he's stalking you.
Yeah.
So my guess is he would have done to her what he did to his first wife.
Stalkers don't just kind of aren't created in a vacuum.
They don't get tired of it.
No.
They're relentless.
It's a lifestyle, if you will. I mean, someone who does that.
So right.
Someone who does that. Does that. It's not, you're not the unique victim that he's decided to stalk this week or this year or this month. This is something that they always have done and they always will do. It very much comes out of a extreme insecurity. And then it just can get very weird and bizarre after that. But this is something where if you ever are with somebody or have any sort of inkling that they have stalked other people, or they come out to you and express stalking-like behavior, like maybe they'll call it something else. I was just checking up on this, and then she got so upset at me. Well, why were you? What were you checking on it? 1:30 in the morning when you're driving by the house slowly, listening to Peter Gabriel holding a boombox outside her window. if that ever comes up. My point being, run for your life, because that's not going to be changed. It's not going to be outgrown. That's who they are.
Mm-hmm. And this is really interesting to me with this particular case, because frequently as a woman, because I have been stalked before,
mm-hmm.
and not saying it just happens to women, it happens to men too, but a lot of times you can go to the police and you can report something and they're like, nobody's been hurt, nothing we can do. But this case is interesting because it makes me think that the police were following him.
Yeah.
She was unaware of the extent of the stalking, but they knew it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they were like, my guess is the divorce was contentious. It drug out way longer than it should have. There might have been threats or something. They might have thought this woman could be in danger. And if that's the case, I don't know it. Mm-hmm. But if that's the case, hats off to them, because so often you only hear about these stories after the woman's dead.
Yeah, this seems like it was
the
police intervening on this and reading the tea leaves and going, yeah, if there's this, I don't know. My guess would be that maybe the department that was doing the investigating into this man alerted the department where he resided and said, look, we are investigating this guy as a murderer. We can't tip our hand right now. We're not ready to make an arrest. But just so you're aware, he's in your jurisdiction. And then maybe they said, let's take a look and see what he's up to these days. And read those tea leaves and said, okay, we gotta keep an eye on him. I hope that's how it worked out. It would be such a good, positive police story. I don't know.
It does sound like that, because she didn't know the extent of it.
Yeah.
And
yeah. It's you cut out.
Hey, you could have been a victim.
Yeah, you cut out there. Say your last line again.
I mean, they knew he was out there late at night, early in the morning. She could have been a victim just as easily as a first wife.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's
social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, PodSave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.